Harper Audio presents Becoming the Boss, New Rules for the Next Generation of Leaders by Lindsay Pollack. Performed by Colleen Marlowe. Introduction. Early in my career, I worked at a startup called WorkingWoman.com. Never heard of it? You'll see why in a moment. After about a year, I received my first ever promotion and was told to hire a junior person to handle some of my workload. I chose a friendly, eager, recent college grad named Alex. It was my first experience in managing someone I was excited to become a mentor to, my brand new protege. I managed to read about 10 seconds of The 1 Minute Manager before my employer went bankrupt, as many dot-coms did in the spring of 2001. I had been a manager for 3 whole weeks. I thought my leadership career had stopped in its tracks, but I couldn't have been more wrong. During my exit meeting, along with the manila envelope containing my severance package, the head of the company handed me back the company laptop I'd just relinquished and said, "Keep it. Use it to go start your own business." Without any other prospects on the horizon, I took his advice. But let's back up for a moment. How did I land at WorkingWoman.com in the first place and know what kind of business to start when I left that job? Where did my career journey really begin? Although the similarities pretty much end here, my leadership origin story begins in the very same place as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's, a college dorm room. My story. I discovered my passion as a senior in college while serving as an RA, a.k.a. resident advisor, which we called freshman counselors at my university. I loved everything about the role.